Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. An apparently heavily intoxicated male subject thought he had made it home last night and ended up getting a shotgun blast to the stomach when he camped out inside someone else's house. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the 4,000 block of Fickle Hill Road after a resident reported that an unknown male had entered their home with a dog. The male homeowner ordered the intruder to leave, but the man declined, telling the couple in the house they had to leave instead. With the help of a neighbor who had armed himself with a shotgun, the male resident and neighbor went back into the residence and ordered the man to leave again. He refused, and then apparently lunged at the pair, and the neighbor shot him in the abdomen, causing serious injury. No arrests have been made, and the case has been turned over to the district attorney's office for review. Sheriff's deputies responded to a disturbance call at the Phillipsville Trailer Park last night, and when they arrived on scene, they spotted a pickup truck that was the source of the complaint. The driver of the pickup decided to drive away with deputies in pursuit. The truck, it turned out, was reported stolen out of Santa Rosa, and after deputies pulled the truck over, the driver, later identified as 44-year-old Rohnert Park resident Timothy Vivian, fled the scene on foot. Vivian, an active parolee, jumped from the truck while it was still moving and refused to obey commands from deputies as they chased him through the brush. Vivian was tasered while resisting, and deputies also used their batons to control him while he was handcuffed. Vivian was found in possession of packaged marijuana and a 6-inch hunting knife, and he told deputies when they asked him why he had fled that he wanted to train them. He trained them all the way to county jail, where he was booked on several charges and is being held without bail. California Highway Patrol officers and Eureka Police were involved in a high-speed chase early this afternoon following a report of a carjacking near Union Street in Eureka. The suspect, who has not been identified, was taken into custody after leading officers on a high-speed chase through Eureka and onto Highway 101 northbound before abandoning the vehicle near the Highway 299 and fleeing on foot. Officers were able to apprehend the suspect and take them into custody, and the case remains under investigation. The June primary results for local elections have been certified by the county clerk's office, but one race, the runoff for candidates vying for the newly formed 2nd District congressional seat, has finally ended. Candidate Norman Solomon, who trailed Republican candidate Dan Roberts by less than 1,000 votes, has conceded the race. That leaves Roberts to face off against Democratic candidate Jared Huffman in the November election. Solomon thanked his supporters for their work on the campaign and vowed to hold whomever wins the race accountable to the residents of the North Coast. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Chief Probation Officer for Humboldt County Bill Damiano and his staff are still working through new state regulations regarding parole and probation for those convicted of crimes. Damiano said that his department is dealing with a new breed of offender, those paroled from state prison.
One of the challenges is the people coming out of prison are a different character than the people that we send to prison. People who have been incarcerated in state prison, they're removed from all of their social supports, their family and the community. So you send them off to, an institution somewhere else in the state, many of them in Southern California, and have them learn a whole new bunch of rules and behaviors in that environment, and then return them to the community.
County probation officers are also doing more with less, but overall, Damiano thinks his department was ready for the changes.
Our department was pretty well situated, I think, to take on realignment. We've been working on educating our staff, new skills, new tools, new interventions for offenders. Our risk assessment tool, for instance, is a few years old. Most of the offenders that are coming to us are familiar to us. We've seen them before. In fact, a lot of them failed out of the probation system previously, so it's not like they're totally unknown.
The state's realignment program has left the job of monitoring parolees and probationers to the counties, stretching already thin local budgets. And that's the North Coast News on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.